USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Sanctions are now up for consideration by the Trump administration after the president halted a military strike on Iran over a downed U.S. drone. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger was among those not agreeing with the order to strike.
I think it was an incorrect decision, but I don't begrudge him for that. We'll see what happens now with sanctions and economic pressure. The problem is how publicly this played out, and it seemed very whipsaw to a lot of people.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi backed the president's decision.
I don't know how imminent the strike was. You hear different things. But a strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative, and I'm glad the president did not take that.
A legal team that inspected a Border Patrol station near El Paso says young migrants being held there are experiencing neglect and mistreatment at the hands of the U.S. government. This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
ICE officials will be out in full force on Sunday as part of the Trump administration's nationwide effort to deport migrants who are in the country illegally. Around 2,000 people are reportedly being targeted in around 10 major cities, including Los Angeles, Miami, and Houston, all of which have large undocumented populations. Administration sources say the deportation efforts will focus on those who have received their final deportation orders. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement claims they are only focusing on criminals who pose a threat to communities, but several cities are still indicating they won't cooperate with ICE. KCBS reporter Sarah Donchi is in Los Angeles.
LAPD issued their own statement. The department has reached out to various community stakeholders regarding the reported ICE enforcement actions, reiterating that members of this department will not be participating.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is doubling the number of National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. USA's John Clemens reports.
The additional 1,000 troops are being sent to the Rio Grande Valley and to El Paso to help Border Patrol units maintain security. In announcing the additional troops being sent to the border, Governor Abbott blamed members of Congress for failing to address the humanitarian crisis, calling them a group of reprobates.
While we wait for Congress to act, Texas will do all we can to protect our communities and to secure the border.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
In Salem, Oregon, the Capitol is closed due to a possible militia threat from GOP protesters as a walkout by Republican lawmakers over landmark climate change legislation drags on. Republican state senators fled the legislature. Some even fled the state earlier this week to deny the majority of Democrats enough votes to take up the climate bill, which would dramatically reduce fossil fuel emissions by 2050. This would be the second program of its kind in the nation after California if it passes. Governor Kate Brown dispatched the state police to round up the rogue lawmakers, but none of them appeared in the Capitol on Friday. Brown is charging each lawmaker $500 a day for every day they refuse to come to work. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.